What's up, y'all? It's that time again, and if you've been here before, well, you already know who I am. If it's your first time, allow me to introduce myself to you. I'm Miss Handy, the host of Gumbo Nights, and I'm thrilled you've chosen this as your first episode. This episode, y'all, is entitled, I Have No Idea. Because that's truly what it is. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. But we're going to let it flow and we'll both find out together. My friend and I have been having a whole lot of interesting conversations about men. Just last week, we went to have pizza and she was telling me about this guy that she was so adamant that she was not interested in. I asked her why, and she said that it's because he doesn't fit all five of the criteria that we have established have to be in place in order to be compatible with someone. And the one thing that she said he's missing is looks. So I told her to show me a picture. Show me a picture, and he wasn't the finest guy on earth, but he wasn't the worst looking one either. In fact, the way that he looked caused me to wonder, well, why wouldn't you date him? If he possesses all the other things that you expect or that you would require or that you want in a guy, why not give him a chance? And she said that she did that once before, long ago, with someone that was very important in her life and it didn't work out, so she didn't want to do it this time. But y'all, guess what? About 2 or 3 days later, she called me and she had another conversation with me about this same guy. Now the conversation went a little different because now she's aware that this person is interested in her, wants to take her out on a date, and she is considering doing it. So I told her, listen, we've tried the guys with all the swag. We tried the good looking ones. We tried the ones that are so cool and so suave and they dress the way we want. They smell good. And where has it gotten us? Absolutely nowhere. So I told her, honestly, I said, you don't have anything to lose. Go ahead. She doesn't have anything else going on. She's not dating anybody. She's not talking to anybody else, not entertaining anybody. So if you're having great conversations with this guy, and if the only thing that you think is missing is his looks, go ahead, give him a try. Because what I told her a few days ago was, have you ever been hanging around someone that you weren't attracted to at all at first, but then the more you got to know them, the more you spent time with them, then you begin to feel some kind of romantic way about them? And again, she was so adamant and so against it. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not settled. I've done that before. And look, here we are. So I can't wait to see how this turns out, because I don't know how many women have been able to find a person who meets at least 4 of the 5 criteria for determining if you're compatible with someone or not. Sometimes the guys we date don't have any of those characteristics, and we still waste our time anyway. Sometimes they may have 1 of the 5. But listen, if you meet a guy that's got 4 of the 5 and certainly 5 of the 5 things, you are absolutely winning. So you would truly be a fool to not give that guy a chance. What I told my friend is that we have wasted our time for less than that. We have given of ourselves for nothing. And so when you have someone that is compatible with you, that's very intelligent, that is highly articulate, that's not asking you to provide a service for them, do this for me, do that for me, and they're not wanting anything from you other than just good conversation, They're not making you feel like a sexual object. They're not licking the side of your face, looking at you like they want to toss you over, bend you over, and all that other stuff. You are naturally winning when you meet someone like that. Because guys will be guys. Some guys are so super sexual that that's their whole energy, that's their whole conversation, that's their whole vibe, and honestly, that's a turnoff. I think that we all want to feel attractive. We all want to get compliments. But when that is the whole span of the human being that you're dealing with, it's exhausting. It gets old. You're going to get bored with that. I want someone with substance, and so does my friend. So I'm excited for her that she is expanding her definition of what is attractive. I think when you spend time with a guy and you can get aligned on how you think, how you process, you have a similar type of mindset, that can become something that is so sexy that it doesn't even matter what the guy looks like. Because when you look at him, you see the finest thing that there ever was on earth just by the way he talks to you. And then when he talks to you, that he's looking you in the eye, that he is listening to the things that you're saying, and then asking you questions about what you said. I don't know how there could be anything sexier than that. So if she does decide that she is romantically interested in him based on the type of interaction that they are having now and continuing on, it's going to make their romantic relationship so much stronger. And I don't know. I mean, we'll soon find out, I guess. This could be the guy of her dreams. She's never been married. And this might be the man that comes and gets down on one knee and asks her to marry him. I know that that's something that she really desires. And my point in saying all of this is to think about the things that you say you have to have in a guy, in a mate, in a woman, in a love relationship. Maybe you need to expand your definition of what beauty is. Maybe you need to expand what your definition of sexy is. We all have our preferences, but what can you do without? What can you live without? What is that person giving you that you have never experienced before that is above and beyond everything that is about aesthetics? What are you bringing to the table? How do you make them feel? What are you pouring into them, and what are they pouring into you? I don't know if I will ever date again, but I do know this. If I were to ever do it, I know for sure that the things that I have held on to as my absolutes for a guy, they don't mean anything. Because what I truly need has nothing to do with his swag. Has nothing to do with how good he smells. It's all about how he makes me feel when I am with him. And that goes beyond just being a woman. Yes, I want to feel that I am attractive and that he thinks that there's something special about me. But I want to know, most of all, that he sees me as a human being with feelings, that he respects me, and that there's something between us that will allow him to eventually learn to trust me and vice versa. We get so hooked on these superficial things. All of us are going to age. All of our bodies are going to change and transform so that once super sexy person, beautiful person that you were, you may still be that, but it's going to change and it's going to look a little different as you get older. What are the things that are going to maintain your interest when you no longer have that physical thing that draws all of these people to you? Think about what you can let go of. Is it that important? When you truly are interested in finding love and being loved, what is it that you really need? What is it that's gonna keep you interested in hanging in there and loving that person unconditionally? Is it their money? Is it the job that they hold, the position, their title, the way that they look? Or is it something more substantive than that? The way they treat you, the way they talk to you, the way they look you in the eye when you're having a conversation, and the questions, the deep questions that they ask you about yourself and your life. You decide. That, my friends, is episode 101. I hope that you will continue to listen, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Whatever you do, please make sure that you join me right back here for our next episode.